Hey, I can't sleep. It's 8:46 a.m. I woke up a while ago. Just wanted to go back to sleep because it's up late. And nothing. So figured record a podcast. You know, and so here we are. Episode 260. Still not getting better. Really would have thought this should get better by now. Maybe it'll never get better. Well, we got 105 more that I have to do. Have to see this. I have to get 365. And then there'll be a reckoning. Do you keep going? What's the goal then? Maybe go say, oh, I'll go for a 500, even 500, and then stop. So last night I was at Greenwich Village Comedy Club. Not my best work. It was okay. I ended up losing them towards the end for some reason. You know what? Because I was talking about how much I love participation trophies, and people complain about them or fucking. I don't know why people complain about them. And I felt like it was a small crowd. I felt like most of them were these anti-participation trophy people who, you know, really want to. I don't understand. They as adults don't want children to receive a trophy. It seems very childish of them to think that it's a big deal. It's stupid. They've been giving them out for forever, and when I was a kid, I liked it. I liked getting it. I knew it wasn't an acknowledgement of my athleticism. It was just cool looking to me. I just like to say, hey, I have a trophy. They're meaningless. They only mean something. That's the only time they mean anything, is when you're a child, or an adult who only accomplished things as a child. that's a broad generalization, but I'm just talking about the anti-participation trophy people. I don't dig them. I don't dig that whole scene, man. I don't think it's a scene, but you know, I don't get their big beef with them. So I lost people there, and it's fine. I'll be at that Greenwich Village Comedy Club Saturday doing a bunch of shows, doing like 3 shows. And I think the other stuff I got going on this week, it's like it's all sold out, so don't even worry about it. These Alana Glazer shows Tuesday and Thursday sold out, as far as I know. Maybe Levity, if you want to, should be fun. Jacqueline Novak, I'm hosting, and then Alana Glazer, gonna be a good one. Man, so I don't know. Let's check out the news. It's AC/DC's George Young dead at 70. I didn't know there was a guy in AC/DC named George. But rest in peace, George of AC/DC. Wow, those guys are super old. I mean, that's not old. 70 is not particularly old to like be like, oh, of course he's dead, he's 70. But it's old to be in a band where one of the members wears a schoolboy uniform. Does he still wear that? Oh, I don't think they perform anymore. Angus Young. So this was his brother, I would imagine. Unless they're just like unrelated Youngs in a band together by coincidence. African rhino injures poacher in rare reversal of fortunes. Well, that's a fun story. There's a feel-good story. A rhino taking out a poacher. Fucking poachers. Is there anything worse? It's not even a bad enough name for them, poacher. Because I don't know. It's what you do to a... I like a poached egg. You know, it's like... just call them a fucking animal murdering dickheads. I mean, it's longer. There should be a more succinct word, but poacher I just don't think sounds good enough. U.S. preparing to put nuclear bombers back on 24-hour alert. Well, good. Let's be ready. We might actually get to see these fuckers fly. Aren't you curious? Who isn't curious? See what happens. How bad can it get? Pretty fucking bad, probably. But most of us will die if there's like a nuclear war, right? Is it most of us or just like half of us? Or less than half? Guess we'll find out. New York City will be toast, I would imagine. Well, not with North Korea. They can't reach us. It's California. It's that West Coast. So, watch out. Duck and cover. EPA canceled talk on climate change by agency scientists, of course. Thank you, Scott Pruitt, for being a predictable piece of shit. Just shut down the EPA, you fucking dickhole. Sorry, Scott Pruitt. He's just up there and one of the worst human beings that is currently in the administration, which is a difficult to be at the top of that list. It's pretty bad. All right, let's stop with the politics. I don't even think the environment should be political, but so it is, because I don't know why. I don't know why it's political, because they made it political, and then here we are arguing over whether we want clean air. It's fucking ponderous. Man under arrest records Fayetteville County deputy texting and driving from back of patrol unit. Well, how does it? They didn't handcuff his hands behind his back, and he had his phone still. I guess you keep your. They threw him in the. Well, that's this guy should have used that video to barter his release. Imagine if you're under arrest, right, and you're able to get video. It's like you're free enough to get video of the deputy breaking the law dangerously. Texting and driving is very dangerous. You'd think he'd show it to him and be like, yeah, let me go. Then he just let him go. I bet he could have gotten out. But he, or maybe this deputy's like, so what? Fuck you. And then now here we are. And it's a small news story in San Antonio. Well, I hope he gets in trouble. He shouldn't text and drive. That is a terrible story. I'm not going to tell you about this. But it sounds awful. Detention. Let's see. No. That's bad, too. A lot of bad things going on. Teacher arrested for slapping 1-year-old girl. This isn't a feel-good story, but I guess it's... I'm sure the kid's fine. Kid won't even remember it. But this Long Island teacher, Long Island, Long Island's pretty, kinder care doesn't seem like it's like a legit operation. I don't know anything about it. I don't want them to sue me, but, Thursday for attempted assault in the second degree endangering welfare of a child. Well, she got arrested, and I'm sure she won't be able to go back to work at KinderCare for at least a week, seeking probably some kind of anger management. Well, it's still all going down. I will, this wasn't a good episode, but, we got, like I said, 105 more. Maybe I'll figure it out. See you tomorrow. We love you.